We're playing games with linguist Gretchen McCulloch and Lauren Gaughan. Are you ready for another one?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. So this game is called Reading Lost, and every answer is the title of a famous book with one letter changed.
Okay.
All right.
For example, if I said the 1960 Harper Lee novel about sending an invoice for payment to a small winged creature, you would answer, to Bill a Mockingbird.
Oh, fabulous. I see how we're doing this.
Here we go. Lauren, this first one is for you.
Okay.
This 1945 George Orwell novel is about pigs named Napoleon and Snowball, who are partners in a law office.
That would be Animal Firm.
Yes, exactly. Animal Firm.
Yeah, I believe the ducks are in charge of billing at that firm.
That's right. They are, absolutely. That's amazing.
All right, Gretchen, here is one for you.
All right.
This 1939 John Steinbeck novel is about window treatments that cause feelings of extreme anger.
Ah, The Drapes of Wrath.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Lauren, this 2008 Suzanne Collins novel is about people selected from 12 districts to take part in a competition to put clothes back in a closet.
See, this one is very satisfying because it completely changes the pronunciation of the middle sequence of sounds in the word, but that would be the Hanger Games.
The Hanger Games. That's right. Yeah.
Okay, Gretchen, this 1969 Maya Angelou autobiography is about a parrot bursting into song after its beeper rings.
So I want to say I know why the cage bird
yes.
sings, but it's rings. It's just that rings got repeated from the clue into the answer.
That's a very good guess, but we're thinking specifically of a beeper.
Oh, pager. I know why the paged bird
yes.
sings.
That's correct, yes.
Lauren, this 1859 Charles Dickens novel is about a pair of people that are just so adorable.
There are so many Charles Dickens novels, and I never remember any of the names. So in my head, I'm just cycling through a pair of people who are very adorable.
So, so
I think I've got half of it. If we're doing Phone a Friend,
yes. I can't think of any Charles Dickens novels where you change one letter to get kawaii. So I'm going to throw it over to you, Gretchen.
I think it's A Tale of Two Cities, because that would be the pair of people.
A Tale of Two Cuties.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. That was a real team effort.
Yep, that was real team effort.
Real team.
Love to see it. All right, last one for you, Gretchen.
All right.
This 1989 Amy Tan novel is about a group of Chinese women who, despite having good fortune, end up making a bunch of mistakes.
Okay. Well, I think I know the original book, which would be The Joy Luck Club.
I can literally see your eyes moving from word to word in your head.
I'm just going through the alphabet. Yeah. I mean, obviously there's not like the unfamily friendly changing a letter
right.
thing.
No, we're not going to do that on NPR, that. For sure.
Nope. So it's got like The Joy Luck Flub.
Yes.
Yay, the Joy Luck Flub. That's right.
Yes.
I kept trying to change joy. Yep. Okay.
Never change joy. Focus on the club.
Never change joy.
Never change joy. Joy sparks joy. You've got to keep it.
Okay, that was a super hard game, and you excelled. You excelled, both of you. We got also a little insight into the workings of your brain, because it's hard to keep these things all together. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well done.
Yeah, you're welcome. Gretchen McCulloch and Lauren Gaughan are linguists who host the podcast Lingthusiasm. Gretchen's book about the language of the internet is called Because Internet. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks so much for having us.
After the break, Hollywood power couple Melissa McCarthy and Ben Falcone tell us why they took a break from making R-rated comedies to produce a documentary about public television icon Bob Ross. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Asking Another from NPR.